Okay, and the last seif of the semen, seif chav gimel. Lo tiknu yantilas yadayim el lehira the kriyashma v'tefillah. The only time that there's a technical obligation to use water to wash your hands is for kriyashma v'tefillah. Of a brachos to shachras, regular the brachos in the morning. Besides that, you know, like shayatzar and nosan sachavina, etc. Yachal varach kodem v'tefillah. You can actually make those brachas without having washed your hands. Elim ken hu yashin al mitaso arom, unless you slept without any clothes on, in which case you know for certain your hands are dirty. She'az asu lahazkir as Hashem, then for sure you can't say the Shem Hashem ad she'inake osam, until you wipe your hands clean. The idea here is this: let me sum it up first outside. That if you, the different levels. If a person's going to be davening, then the din is, like we said, he needs to wipe his hands even if he's not sure of their status. He has to clean them. But if he is saying just brachas or learning Torah outside of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, so then he need not, if he doesn't know the status of his hands, meaning he doesn't know if his hands are clean or dirty, he doesn't need to wash them. Obviously, when you eat an apple, you don't first wash your hands and then make out a prayer eitz. If you don't know your hands to be dirty, you're allowed to rely on them being clean. So that's what he's saying here, that if you don't know your hands to be dirty, you can say brachas, shachars, etc. You can say ashrei, whatever the story is. But you need to wash your hands, lachil with water, before you go into Kriya Shema or Shemot Esrei. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in Nun Tes, Kodem Tila, you could say the bracha before you actually, you could say those brachas without having washed your hands. Destam Yadayim Dehainu She'enu Yudea Imhem Luchlachim, they're just regular hands that you don't know of any certain filth on them. Enim Psalus the bracha, they're not possible to make a bracha. Kol Shekhen Divrei Torah, and all the more so you can learn with hands that are of presumed clean status, but not certainly clean status. Darei mevarchen al haperos, bein tzarach netilas yadayim. Big brachas on fruit all the time, and don't make a wash your hands first. Now, in Sifkat and Samach, he says, Aram, if you're slept naked, she'az mistami yadav betunafos. Then you can assume, like with almost certainty, that your hands taka are filthy, right? Benegias beis astarim, that a touch place that usually covered and hidden away, because you scratch yourself in your sleep. Uvamalba shalanos mishabura, our clothing. Shabesa tzavar pasuach. It has like a very open, our night clothes, his night clothes had like a very open neckline, and you can get your hand in there very easily to scratch your chest or your back. Afilu im yashin b'mabushim, even if you slept with your pajamas on, but since such easy access to your torso, mistama, you can assume yada matunafos, your hands are taka filthy, meaning you have to wash your hands. Kidako lahakech begufu b'makom zeya. It's normal to scratch yourself in any place that's, you know, sweaty, and those are sweaty places, and that'll make your hands dirty and would require washing, so you assume your hands are filthy and you need to wash them again. V'davka im yashin shnas keva. It also, this assumes that you slept a proper sleep, meaning like on your bed half an hour, you slept a proper sleep, and then you're fast asleep, so your hands move around. Oh, bishnasa rai, if you just dozed off, you know, for a minute in the chair, or on the table, whatever it is, a few minutes, up to half an hour, en chazkaso shanago, you don't assume that within that first half an hour, if you're not in your bed, you're gonna scratch yourself, you just put your head down, and that's that, and therefore your hands can be assumed clean. Medinan kastam yadayim, the assumption by stam yadayim, meaning hands, you just don't know the status of them. Tikshir matalma Torah levracha. Those hands are okay to learn with or to make brachas. Rak lola tefillah, just not tefillah. Okay, and now samach aleph, sekat and samach aleph. Shi naka osam, you should clean your hands. He said, if you slept without clothes on before you make a davening or saying kriyishma, or actually anything. So if you slept naked, anything, you have to clean your hands first. So he says, "Btzros or kol midi benaki." When it comes to brachas or Talmud Torah, there even the lecharchila don't need to use water. Use anything that will clean your hands. Water only becomes a lecharchila when you're talking about davening, and b'diavad there, of course, wiping hands and cleansing them with something else, like a cloth or whatever, is also sufficient if you have no water. Now, vuadin la Torah. Us are below Nikion. The same thing when it comes to learning Torah, you can't learn without having clean hands. Vayim prima gadam, shekasav defilu, im yesh lo mayim, mekol makom, dai lebrachas, ulatorah, benikion ba'alma. He says, prima gadam says, even if you have water, and it's no problem to use water, but let's say you want to conserve it for later, that's okay. Lecharchil, you don't need to use water for davening, excuse me, for brachas and for Torah. V'chein, masham bibir agra, the gra says the same. V'rach mashum kadeh lahav ruach ra, ba'inin mayim. The only time that water comes into play outside of tefillah is to remove ruach ra, all the things we saw earlier in the siman, the same thing. Not just for wake up in the morning, but also for, you know, after you get a haircut and after you go to the basic forest, etc. Bishari Tshuva b'shem Zohar kasav de lo yivarach b'li netilas yadayim. The Zohar Shita is that taki, you should have clean hands with water and not even, you shouldn't even say brachas with ruach ra in your hands. Broi l'achmir b'yesh lo mayim. If you have water, it's proper to be machmir like the Zohar and to clean your hands with water if you could for learning Torah or saying brachas. Find the kaman siman sadi base b'sif katan ches b'mishabura. See more over there. He'll say again that you should wash your hands properly, and that's the chachila. That's ideal. Good.